Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things on the agenda was a change in the planning and zoning, at least far as the city procedures, to kind of allow for further things to happen. It didn't really change anything other than allowing for an avenue to move forward if a business wanted to, they were in a wrong location or something. Just kind of walk through that process on what that change was made by the council and how it affects Indianola residents.
Sure, thanks Andrew. The zoning code was amended, they had a first reading amending the zoning regulations regarding bed and breakfast. So basically what this does is the zoning code establishes what can be done and what types of uses, what types of businesses or residential operations could take place within a particular area of town. In this particular case, the zoning code was amended to clarify and establish a process if somebody wanted to open up a bed and breakfast. This was not regarding a particular business or a particular property location, but this simply amends the zoning code to create an avenue through which somebody that owns a building that they'd want to operate a bed and breakfast out of, this would help identify and establish the process they have to go through. The process that they have to go through is already a separate process in the zoning code. It's a special exemption process. They have to go through the board of adjustments and show how this use or bed and breakfast use would impact the specific neighborhood. So again, the zoning change that was being considered on Monday night, which was the first reading, there's two other readings on this ordinance, would just simply allow the bed and breakfast in a particular zoning district to apply for this special exemption, which then would go through that board of adjustment review process.
All right. Well, there was also approval of moving forward on the East Hillcrest Trail Connector. Where does the city currently stand with that? And what should people know if they want to make their voice heard at upcoming council meetings?
Sure. This one is for the construction of the connection along Hillcrest. So there's sections along Hillcrest leading up to the Y. So it's on the east part of 6569, where we have some chunks of trail or sidewalk that aren't there. So what it does is it forces folks to come on the roadway if they're biking or riding. And what we'd like to do is make sure that they are traversing safely to the Y. So right now staff is finalizing easement acquisition, but the action that was taken was simply setting the bid date. So we're going out to contractors trying to get pricing for the installation of this trail. That's going to be due July 9th, and then we'd have a public hearing on the bids, and residents can come and talk and share their thoughts on the project. Council will consider whether or not to accept or reject the bids. We have heard, and this has been on our trail plan. This is something our Parks and Recs Commission has talked about, the council's talked about. It's in the budget, and I know a number of community members have come up and shared that can't get this done quick enough.
All right, good to hear. There was also a discussion between council and staff talking about parking near the 200 block of North Buxton. Just kind of talk about what that discussion was and what people should expect.
Sure. So with the courthouse project on the center of the square taking place, there was some parking that's being absorbed by fencing, so it's no longer usable. At the same time that was taking place, we had an open house, and then we were invited to another meeting to go through the streetscape design concepts. One of the things that we heard from those that attended the open house and this other meeting was about parking. And so our staff and our consultants, we looked at the various opportunities for how do we increase parking with what we already have. And the 200 block of Buxton is the only, I'm using air quotes here, fingers off the square that is wide enough that would allow us to restripe our parking. So having angled parking would pick up more parking spaces. So the 200 block of Buxton, it's parallel on each side. So what we would do is convert one side of those parallel to angled parking, and we'd pick up about 10, 11 parking spots in that area. So we wanted to share that with the council, and that's just a matter of restriping it. We're thinking that might be done probably within a 2-week time frame.
Well, there's also a special meeting coming up. The council just kind of has to wrap things up. Just kind of talk about what is in that special meeting.
The end of our fiscal year is fast approaching. Our fiscal year is July 1 through June 30th. So at as close as we can to the end of the fiscal year, we try to get all the remaining bills paid so that we're keeping our budget as true as possible. So the meeting on June 26th in the morning is going to simply be paying of bills.
All right, there's also work gets done on one budget and work begins anew on another. What's going on with the 2021 budget already?
Yeah, so we tried to be a budget cycle ahead. So on Monday night, we presented the budget calendar for the upcoming FY21 budget. So that's just kind of a way that council and staff and public can be aware of where we're at in the process and the development process. And there was a legislative change at the state, so our budget calendar was amended a little bit to incorporate those extra steps that we need to take. Very minor. I think the city does a really good job of being transparent and having several public meetings and communicating out our budget. So it was a really easy thing to work in our budget calendar.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.